Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Global networking is the interaction of people around the world through electronic devices these days. It's a fairly new concept, as fast, smart electronic devices like your phones, laptops and tablets have become more used in everyday life. Not to mention the access that much of the world has today to these devices is much better than it was when they were first starting to become widely used. It's estimated that around 60% of the global population now own a smartphone. That's approximately 4.6 billion people. There are many benefits to global networking, as it allows us to share information immediately and to receive news from all around the world. It's allowed us to pool our collective intelligence together so that we may formulate innovative solutions to problems, both old and new. However, there are drawbacks as well. Given that it is based in and works with electronic devices, information could be wrongly reported, either accidentally or deliberately. There could be hackers and people who want to use their interactions for their own malicious, bad intent. It could be smaller, stop-start businesses being unable to compete with the larger transnational corporations. So really, what is global networking? Well, put simply, it's the way we share and communicate across the planet with those that we're not able to meet in person. It's the collective spreading of information, news, updates, reports, and everything in between the moment it happens. So where did it come from? Well, to contradict what was said just a moment ago, global networking isn't technically a new concept. The development and implementation of smart devices and the use and demand of electricity that we have in our society today have allowed us to experience something unprecedented, never before. We're able to send messages around the world for anyone with a smartphone and internet connection to see in a matter of seconds. But spreading information globally isn't new. In fact, throughout almost all of human history, it's been part of the way we live. All you need to do is look at the great empires of the world. In the world we live in today, the top 10 most economically developed countries in the world are Norway, Switzerland, Ireland, Germany, Hong Kong, Australia, Iceland, Sweden, Singapore, and the Netherlands. Out of these 10, 8 of them are a part of the Western world. However, this wasn't always the case. Italy, Greece, China, the Middle East, all used to have vast amounts of wealth, and they would use this wealth and spread it throughout the lands, encouraging and influencing other regions in the world, sometimes in countries, to embrace their way of life. Of course, these methods would have taken a long time, but there's no denying that global networking and the first real cases of globalization were present in our original trade routes. Alexander the Great was one of the greatest conquerors throughout human history, originally from Greece, 300 years before Christ, BC. He managed to create an empire that stretched from his homelands to northwest India. The reasons why he conquered so widely are still debated today, but there's no denying that his arrival influenced the places he went to. Even today, there are cities in Egypt, Turkey and Iraq all named after him, Alexandria, Alexandria Tros, and Iskariander, respectively. And over the past 2,000 years, we've remembered his name and remembered his legacy, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. And this is all because he had influence over the places he went to. He influenced and spread messages about his way of life. When he died, the empire split, but the values and ideas were still there in those locations. The only difference between what he did back then and what every single person on earth does today is that we don't necessarily conquer nations to spread our ideas, ideals, and messages with everyone else in the world. What can global networking change? Well, as spoken about just now, the world is not only going to become more and more technologically advanced. The idea that 4.6 billion people use the internet and can communicate with one another effortlessly and in a matter of seconds is something we've never experienced before. So it's no surprise that we're still learning about it as the technology develops. But as of right now, what do we know about global networking and how it can change our lives? What about vital information? The previous 18 months have been very tough on everyone. Countless innocent lives have been taken from us by this tiny viral disease, and it's managed to affect everybody's lives. Now, whilst it's terrible to think what's happened, it's even worse when you think about how bad it might have been if we didn't know about it until it was too late. When COVID-19 was first identified back in 2019, it was front page news in newspapers, websites, magazines, etc., with medical scientists across the world managing to communicate and exchange information and new breakthroughs synchronously, immediately, in real time. And although it broke out over 5,000 miles away from us in England, we were able to read, hear, and learn about it instantly. Now, without this, who knows how bad it could have been? This is arguably the biggest benefit that global networking has to offer. It delivers groundbreaking, vital, potentially life-saving news instantly. Building confidence. On a more personal level, global networking can help us build confidence. With everybody having a supercomputer in their pocket all of the time, the finest communication tool ever utilized by humans, you can gain a cadre of new acquaintances, associates, and keep in touch with daily new and old friends to offer advice and support in various areas of our lives. The world's largest individualized support groups to build your own confidence and be the best version of you possible. There are more opportunities. Everyone in the world wants their ideal job, and with the help of the internet, that's become a lot easier to find. Before the internet, opportunities were a lot harder to come across, as most job advertisements were either done through newspaper advertising or in the shops on cards. It might have just been a word of mouth thing. However, nowadays, at the click of a button, you can find a massive variety of jobs that might interest you, all because businesses want people like you. And it no longer matters where you come from, and if or whether you're able to work from a specific defined position. Got more knowledge. Put simply, the more people who share information, the more you can become aware of, irrespective of where you live. With 4.6 billion people around the world with smartphones, all talking to each other, the age of not knowing is coming to an end. As mentioned earlier, no one can be really sure as to why Alexander the Great decided he wanted to conquer the world. No matter how much his research is done into him and his life, in 3,000 years' time, our successors will be able to look back on our lives and be able to know everything about us and the way we lived our lives. So now we've discussed the benefits of global networking, are there any negatives? Well, how about inaccurate reporting? For starters, the information we spread could be wrong. This could be completely by accident, or by an online journalist on their first day, or it could be done by a press officer hoping to cover something up. The issue here is that there will be times when the so-called truth is not the truth at all. Again, the internet gives a lot of people space to come up with their own theories and ideas, and conspiracy theories are a big part of this. Conspiracy theorists are people who don't help to find the truth. Instead, they can create their own truth to fit their own values, beliefs, and narratives. Thankfully, however, there is a way to spot the fact from fiction, and that's just do your research. Check the background. Take the time to really learn what the truth is. And if it's wrong, then don't worry. Trying to figure something out for yourself is much better than blindly just accepting what other people say. Malicious intent. intending to be unpleasant. The internet can be a wonderful place, full of joy and happiness and funny cat memes, but it can also be a cesspool of toxic and dangerous people. Some people lurk on the internet with the hopes of finding an unassuming victim they're able to exploit for whatever reason they see fit, usually blackmail for money in exchange for information. It can surely be no coincidence that in our internet age of instant communication and people putting their lives, photos, location on social media, that there's more slavery and people trafficking in the world than we've ever seen in the whole of human history. Of course, with more and more people turning to electronic devices, and the same electronic devices becoming more ingrained and more necessary in our way of living, it might be a worrying future that we're heading to. Smaller businesses. Global networking and the amount of information exchange will always be more than it was a minute ago. The expansion of networking will inevitably increase exponentially. The bigger it becomes, the more info is put out there, and this will undeniably help massive and wealthy TNCs, transnational corporations, with more and more traffic going to their websites and social media pages. These sites and apps have become more and more popular. And because of this, they're able to set up businesses, factories, warehouses, shops in different countries, allowing them to influence and impact the business sector. The issue is that this can be a problem for small startup businesses, both in the original country of the transnational corporation and the country they've decided to set up business in, because the smaller businesses cannot compete with their social media reach, or probably the cost of their goods. So fewer customers will buy from smaller businesses. With the inevitable design of the family-run shop, for example, we only have to look at the boarded-up shops in our high streets to see how the bigger companies, with their father media marketing reach, are shutting down their local competition. The world is becoming ever more connected, with more and more people and technology. The ability to converse and interact with one another throughout the world has seen an unbelievable increase. And just because we can speak to somebody on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds, doesn't mean that everything that comes with this development is fine. So remember, if you're going to use the internet, and there's just one thing left to say, always, always be careful. And be a bit suspicious. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.